That's the sound of men working. Yeah, they're grinding steps here, cleaning them in University College Cork. And I'm a bit excited because I have never walked into UCC and headed directly for the Glucksmann in the last 2 years. Now, even the Glucksmann is an exotic name and it won't immediately explain itself. It is an art gallery. And it's got a cafe called Fresco, Eatery and Bistro. And it says business as usual. It also says now breakfast now being served. So I'm going right into this art emporium where there's a exhibition called From Highwood to Home On, admission free, suggested donation €5. And there's a sign above it saying, out of the dark room, works from the David Cron, K-R-O-N-N, collection. So I'm going to go in and see what this is like. I look here at the signs before I go in, and it says here, coming soon, the sacred modernist, Joseph Albers, as a Catholic artist from the 5th of April to the 8th of July 2012. And looks interesting. There's a foundation supporting it. This is the Lewis Glucksmann, G-L-U-C-K-S-M-A-N Gallery. It's in University College Cork. And the gallery's opening hours are Tuesday to Saturday, 10 until 5, and Sunday from 2 until 5. And this is the kind of place that I feel I should visit more often. Let's see what it's like inside. In through the door, I'm met by a welcome sign. And the welcome sign says that the gallery spaces are closed because the recording was interrupted by a telephone call. So I'm back here at the entrance to the Glucksmann, and the information desk, the gallery shop and the Cafe Fresco are open as normal, it tells me. So I'm heading up now to the cafe. Yeah, that's it. It now tells me that the cafe is downstairs. So anyway, I'm off there. Going down to the cafe is like descending into a catacomb. You go down these very impressive stone steps and you come into it. It's all kind of quite darkish. I don't see anybody around the place. Hang on, I see a completely empty cafe. Wait a minute, it tells me wait to be seated. And there's one person here. Great stuff. Are you open?
We are.
Great. Can you give me food?
I can.
Do you take credit cards and things? Oh, perfect, because I have no cash.
No problem. Wonderful.
Hold on, I'm by myself. Let's stop. What a lovely welcome that man is. And in fact, he's the co-owner with the chef of this enterprise here. They've been here, I think he said, about a year. And they took over from the caterers who were here and around them, who are the main caterers on the campus. So I must say I wish them well. The place is filling up. Now we're about 25 minutes into this. And I'm mad. I'm furious. I can tell you. Let me spell it out. Two things. The most important, we'll start with that first. There is no bloody Wi-Fi down here. Imagine this university in Ireland, the second largest university in the, or third largest university maybe, in the Republic of Ireland, Cork University. And it cannot be bothered to supply Wi-Fi to the people who pay for its upkeep. The staff have Wi-Fi, the students have Wi-Fi, they have a special network of their own. But an old sod like myself who wanders in off the street, who wants to kind of have himself a time here in the Glucksmann, looking at the paintings, the art, and then going downstairs and having refreshments and whatever, is excluded from Wi-Fi. It is a thundering disgrace. And the, well, since I haven't a clue who's actually responsible for the decision, I blame the president of UCC.
So if the president of UCC is listening to this, will you get your finger out and rectify the situation? Okay, rant over. And the other little mini rant, which is much less important, which is that my service provider, E-Mobile, haven't got a 3G signal down here. So in the interests of remaining totally positive, I have to tell you that the menu here in Fresco is fantastic. There isn't a single item over 10 euros on the written menu. I haven't had a chance to look at the specials yet. But if I tell you that, for example, they have things like Moroccan-style hearty lamb soup with chickpea, coriander, lemon, mint, and tender lamb pieces. What about that then? And let's go for something else. A Japanese dish here called candied pecans and papaya tossed in a raspberry vinaigrette. That I can't even say what the thing is. It's a teriyaki of duck salad. So, I mean, what about this? They got panini with chips, they've got wraps with chips, they've got ciabatta with chips. You can bring your kids here as well. You know, but the kids, poor old kids, won't be able to use their iPads here. I've sent a tweet to the director of the Glucksmann, Fiona Carney. Forgive me if I've got that name wrong, but I think that's what it is. She and I have had some minimal contact on Twitter before, but I've actually invited her to pop down and see me. But in any way, I'll get up to the art later on, but it is a lovely, long, rectangular bistro. Quiet, a little bit of music playing in the background, and nice view out the front. And would you believe it? It's raining. This audio is marked by it being the first day's rain in Cork in as long as I can remember. It's 12:34. I've just ordered my lunch, and would you believe it? I've ordered a curry. And it's a Malaysian curry. And the thing that's really hooked me, and as soon as I heard that it was on the specials menu, I couldn't resist it, is that the chef is Malaysian. So how could anyone resist having the special when it comes from the country where the chef is from? So all the other things were of minor interest to me, and I'll interest myself in them. As I'm leaving, I'll probably take a photograph of the specials board. But as I speak, I see groups of people coming in, and I see this bistro filling up. It's good to see it filling up, because it was so empty when I came in. So there we are. And more later. Oh my God. I have just been given... I must admit, on the house, while I'm waiting for my curry to be prepared, lamb soup, basically, lamb haviva, an absolutely phenomenally beautiful Moroccan, I quote from the menu, style hearty lamb soup with chickpea, coriander, lemon, mint, and tender lamb pieces. This is just fantastic. I would pay for this. I mean, this is just terrific. I'd come back for this. This is the most gorgeous soup I've had in ages. The Malaysian curry has arrived, covered with the most fantastic looking spiced papadum on top. And I will have to share the photograph of it. But it's a grand big helping. Much, much bigger. I was thinking of Malaysian curries as being very, very tasty, but quite small. And this is actually a substantial meal. So my entire culinary experience here in this restaurant is turning out to be much more substantial than I expected. So there, you can hear the buzz. There's still seats. You know, I see a table opposite me here with six seats, and it's empty. So I've also put out a tweet inviting people to come and join me. But, you know, again, complainingly, I say that this audio won't get uplifted until after I've left this place. God knows if the tweets are even going out. While I'm wolfing my lunch, I'm perusing the winter 2011 and spring 2012 program from the Glucksmann team. And I just want to sort of draw attention to a few things that strike me in the introduction to it, is that they're putting a lot of emphasis on the role that individual art collectors can offer into art history, the personal insight. So that's a kind of theme that binds together all of the, it looks like that. Now, I'm not even familiar with what they've had on, but I've highlighted five things on the first page here, and I'll just offer them to you. First is touring. Yeah, apparently they take their stuff on tour and around Ireland. So that's a good thing to do, isn't it? Get it out of this ivory closet in here that doesn't have Wi-Fi. Get it out into the people. Second theme is all ages. They seem to be making a play about their creative activities for all ages. So I guess that means old people like me and young people like my daughter, as well as people in the middle, I suppose. Thirdly, talks by UCC scholars and art experts. Well, if you can't have talks by scholars and experts while you're on a university campus, you're no good at all. So the next one is the public program, and they're talking here about senior workshops. God knows whether that's workshops run by seniors or workshops for seniors, or that there's a whole junior workshop program. I haven't a clue, but there are family days and art workshops as well. Well, that might be fun, actually. Maybe I'll find out a bit more about that. And lastly, and not least at all, you know, are they accessible? And they are. They've got a website. Fair enough. But how do they drive people onto their website? And they've got a Facebook page, and it's called Glucksmann Gallery, all one word. And my favorite, of course, is that they're on Twitter, at Glucksmann, GLUCKXSMAN. I'm still waiting, hoping that the director of the building and the gallery will come and visit. But she could well be engaged in major discussions with very important people in order to bring something wonderful here in the future. So I'm not certainly holding that against her. And as I flick through here, I even find that this eatery with the Malaysian chef photographed in it, I bet you, is featured in the book. They're urging people to visit them. They're saying it's a short walk from the city centre. They're saying there's public car parking, which I can confirm. Don't know how much it costs, mind you, but certainly there. And actually, there's an ad in here for an app called Culture Fox, which I have myself. culturefox.ie. It's the definitive online guide to Irish cultural events. I must actually look up and see what the Glucksmann has here. And actually, all the things I mentioned a few minutes ago, Art Club Junior, Art Club Senior, are all explained in here. Pencil it in, lunchtime drawing classes, family Sundays, workshops for school and community groups, tours. This is a bloody enterprising place, you know that? You know, it's like one of these gems in Cork. I'm thinking, well, you know, how many other people like me have never bothered to cross the boundary and come in here? You know, I suppose this is a form of outreach work I'm doing on its behalf, but maybe I'm preaching to the converted. Maybe you all know about the Glucksmann already. But if you're coming to Ireland and you're coming to Cork, come to the Glucksmann. At 13:07, as the last table in this in the Glucksmann starts to fill up, I find myself looking through this brochure for the story. Yeah, the story. Because what on earth is the Glucksmann? You know, it's a grand name, but I've forgotten the backstory, and I finally found it buried in the fourth paragraph of the page called Architecture. Is the following information. Designed by Irish Practice O'Donnell and Toomey Architects. Oh, the building has been awarded all sorts of things. Here we are. This is what I'm looking for. Named in honor of one of its founding donors, the American financier and philanthropist Louis Glucksmann. That's it, is so there's an American financier and philanthropist who, for all I can remember, may be either alive or dead. I would say there's a good chance one of those two options are the case. But this place was opened by the President of Ireland. It says open to the public by the President of Ireland, Mary McAleese, on the 14th of October, 2 days after my birthday, in 2004. But it was also reopened by the same Mary McAleese as, quote, a symbol of national resilience, because basically the place was flooded. This place suffered a massive flood, and I'd completely forgotten that when I came in here this morning. So I'm sitting in a floodplain, perhaps. Anyway, in October again, 2011, so 7 years later, it reopened. And the Times, the UK Times, I suppose that's what it means, says that the Glucksmann is simply the, quote, best piece of public architecture in Ireland for decades. I don't know whether that's being a bit of a snob or whether it is genuinely outstanding. I'm no architecture expert, but it certainly is attractive. Bloody hell. It now looks, as we get to 10 past one, as if there's a queue outside. Now, this is very awkward for me because I've been here for quite a while and I'm occupying a seat. I think I'll have to do my old trick of sipping this water that I've got left for a while, because I actually don't want to leave. And maybe that's why they don't have Wi-Fi here, because otherwise people would sit here too long. At 1:27, what am I going to have after the curry? Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? It's a green tea with jasmine. And the only thing I would change in this place so far is the cup in which I get the green tea with jasmine. I'm very particular about my teas, and I would rather like it to be presented in a wide cup instead of a tall, narrow one. Just when I thought I'd suss the place out, I needed to go to the toilet. So I found that the men's toilet, in fact the public toilets, are down in even a lower basement. Yeah, so down, there's a complete buzz upstairs, it's babbling. As you can hear down here, it's completely different. And I can report that the men's toilet is covered in tiles and it's very, very clean. Okay, I give up on the art, and all I'm going to do is to let you listen to the end of this, the ambient sound.